variable interest payments in different currencies, so if you're going from the dollar LIBOR to guaranteed ones.
Like in a cross-currency swap? You know, a particular transaction, I was researching that. And the more I researched, the more confused I got about the statement. It is so unclear.
Because I think you can't do double duty.
Double duty meaning?
You can't have an interest rate swap and
yes.
a currency swap.
Which is, at the end of the day, that's what a cross-currency swap is. You know, you can split out the components. But there's a lot of gray areas. I mean, if you look back at the options, they're talking about intrinsic value and time value. Well, what do they mean by intrinsic value? And everywhere I've looked at it, it's talking about strike minus the spot, the underlying. But the underlying for options is not spot, it's the forward rate. So where are companies going to get the forward rate? That's another nightmare for, you know, valuation of the options. It's not very clear. And there's a lot of gray area, you know, about this whole statement. So on that one, I actually saw a case where it said, you know, cross-currency swaps were allowed. In another case, we'd say they didn't. So, to be honest, I deliberately avoided that subject today because I wasn't sure what to tell you. You know, I didn't want to mislead you. Does anybody know? Honest, I